If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Bill Konkoleski is back again with us, the director of Michigan MUFON. Hey, Bill.
Hey, Ian.
We got to the end of the conversation last time, and I said I was going to have you back, so I bet I didn't know it was going to be this fast, but I'm so glad you made time for us.
Right on. Happy Friday the 13th.
Yeah. You know, is it? Yeah, I guess it is. No, yeah. Well, it sort of crossed over here into Saturday, but I forgot it was Friday the 13th, which turned out to be a really good day for me. All right, so Bill, last we left it, we had a conversation about the Muskegon sightings in the episode that was in Unsolved Mysteries, right? And we discussed the possibility that as a result of that particular episode that you would be hearing from, or the show would be hearing from, other people that would be updating them or passing along new tapes or new testimony, people who had been sort of waiting for somebody else to break the ice on the subject. Was there any more of a PS to that episode in Unsolved Mysteries?
You know, we have gotten some light detail sightings to follow up. A lot of Me Too in terms of,
right.
You know, I saw the same thing that others saw that night. There was a gentleman who worked for one of the news channels in Kalamazoo, Michigan, said he had watched a display for like 15 minutes from Kalamazoo, and that he's fairly certain that the news station still has some video of it.
Oh, cool.
So I'm hoping to get a hold of that. So that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
And awesome. Yeah, it's been a bump in just the visibility of the Mutual UFO Network. And you know, there's a lot that is constantly out there in the news, of course, as well, that always lately has been bumping up our sightings. So we've been pretty busy investigating.
Glad to hear it. Well, you've got, you know, all of the bona fides on this subject, and you treat it as one should, with a certain amount of scientific detachment as opposed to breathless zealotry that, oh yes, we got another one. You know, you investigate, and you are like the Pentagon committee, it seems. MUFON has a reputation for being willing to dismiss things once they've been investigated and you don't go chasing your tail. But I have to say, this story, this new one that came out from the Pentagon, has been a little bit of a head scratcher. So Help us try to understand it for people who haven't followed it. You know, everybody was sort of waiting for the latest on UAPs from the Pentagon, and they gave an update to their preliminary assessment. It's still like it's like an addendum to the preliminary, and the annual report does give new details about some of what's been going on with the DOD. I'm looking at the article by Tim Banal, which is at coasttocoastam.com, and they talk about the DOD's All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office, ARRO, A-A-R-O. Have you had much interface with them?
Oh, no, not directly, certainly. Okay. And, yeah, they have a very interesting name, but, I mean, I guess I get it.
Yeah.
Why they call themselves that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they received an additional 366 cases since the 2021 preliminary assessment. So they got 366 more to sort through, bringing the total number of UAP accounts collected by that office, ARRO, bringing that up to 510. And I'm just going to read with what how Tim assessed this. In noting the increase in reports, the office seemed to indicate that this did not necessarily mean that there were suddenly more UFOs in the skies, but that witnesses were now encouraged to share their accounts, quote, due to a concentrated effort to destigmatize the topic of UAP and instead recognize the potential risks that it poses. Breaking down their investigation into the fresh batch of reports, ARRO revealed that their analysis, quote, judged more than half as exhibiting, quote, unremarkable characteristics. To that end, they explained that 26 of those sightings were drones, 163 were characterized as balloon or balloon-like entities, and 6 were simply classified as clutter, right? Sort of the radar clutter stuff. But of the remaining 171 cases, and that's a big fat number, the report said that some of the UAPs, quote, appear to have demonstrated unusual flight characteristics or performance capabilities. Although they did not say exactly how many of those incidences there were, the office noted that, quote, they require further analysis. It was a fairly dry 12-page annual assessment, and it just says basically that they're still on the case. Where are you with all that?
Okay, so whenever I see one of these reports, the first thing I think of is it's theater. They put out this report. It looks fancy, and when you're done reading it, you don't really get any details about any of the individual sightings. Even the ones that say, well, this one sounded interesting, but it turned out to be a drone. It's a bunch of numbers. And it turns into a Rorschach test in some respects, where when I was following some of the chatter on it today, some people were saying, well, they identified half of what came in, as if that was some sort of conclusive dismissal.
Right.
And it's a glass half full, half empty kind of thing, I guess, there too, because a lot of people are saying, look at this. They put out this report and say that 171 of these sightings from the recent addendum of sightings, they don't know what they are. And then they can sort of, walk that backwards and forwards and saying, we still maybe have ways to investigate these and that number could change and all that sort of thing. But, this report is going to be forgotten in a couple of days. And then until we get the next report, and then it'll be a bunch of other numbers. Give me something out of that 171 that you can identify that's really going to impress me. Tell me about that. But instead, it's just, here's a number. Move along. Nothing to see here.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabrielle Collins, and this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Colin Bridgerton has returned from his travels abroad. Is betrothal written in the stars for the eligible bachelor? Meanwhile, the ton is reverberating with speculation of who holds Lady Whistledown's pen. We're discussing it all. I sit down with Nicola Coughlan, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more to offer an exclusive peek behind the scenes of each episode of the new season. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then, fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season 1, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season 1, like my producer, Anna.
Oh, my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And, of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, but okay, I remember. I don't know if we remember if I used this last time when we talked to you, but Jack Anderson, the famous columnist, was doing a series on remote viewing back in the day, and he made the point that you could take 500 psychics, put them in a room, and say that there is a file cabinet somewhere in Washington, D.C., that has a word in one drawer written on a piece of paper. Tell us what the word is. And 499 people could get it wrong. And one guy could read that piece of paper in that file cabinet in Washington, D.C. That would be significant because that means that, okay, one person can do that. So if one person can read something that's in a locked file cabinet nowhere near where they are, then that proves actually that doesn't, the 499 who can't doesn't prove anything. It's the one person who can that proves that this is possible. So if that's true, then 171 is even much more significant. It's about half of those remaining cases. 171 cases that they won't explain, or they don't go into detail on what actually they were, with some promise that sometime later they will, but 171 is an enormous number, statistically speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah, I mean, that
it's
is all, super
it's all
significant.
From pilots, too, right. You know, trained observers.
That's Hall of Fame numbers. If you had, if you batted 171 out of 366, you would be a lock for Cooperstown, right? I mean, that's an insanely high number. So I, that's what I'm thinking. And again, from pilots, consider the source. That's terrific. So how do you at MUFON, how do you use that then as a lens? How do you join this kind of skeptical community and explain or begin to move forward without them just going, ah, so half of them were explained?
Okay, so in MUFON, actually, we have a much greater percentage of identification. Yeah, in our good years, we can identify up to 95% of what comes into us. And so it's kind of funny almost that they can't seem to identify more of what's coming into them if we have numbers like that. It just really seems like sloppy work. And, you know, I never really look to the government giving the approval to believe in the UFO phenomena or, you know, the military. It's, you know, when you're a hands-on field investigator, you know, you hear the witnesses, you see the cases up front, you get to know the witnesses. And even though there's only a tiny percentage that are unexplained, you know, there's a lot of really great sightings in that small percentage that, you know, is like what you were talking about with the file cabinets. You know, Michigan, we get in about 200 sightings a year, but that means with about 95%, you know, on a good year being able to identify what's coming in, that means there's about 10 sightings every year that we can't identify. And that's pretty cool. That's good evidence. And in the meantime, our very well-trained investigators go out and they just really nail it in terms of identifying a lot of the things that aren't anomalous out there. So, yeah, it's kind of funny that the government is doing such a sloppy job here, and that that press conference, the open congressional hearing, pardon me, back in May, I think that is the most telling thing. If anybody is wondering how good of a job they're doing on this subject, the very little background knowledge that the Department of Defense representatives showed in that open congressional hearing, it was really embarrassing. One of the gentlemen representing the Department of Defense was unaware, apparently, of any UFO investigative efforts from the government and military prior to Project Blue Book. So he was unaware of Project Sign, Project Rudge. Like, you are in a field of work
right.
that is the same. You know, you are the next in line of this legacy of the military investigating the phenomena, and you're not even familiar with the earliest efforts into this. They just really didn't seem to know what they were talking about. And this new report is a bunch of numbers. We're not going to get any good details out of those missing numbers, probably. And then, you know, people will forget about it and, you know, it'll come back.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.